Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cute week this week. It's cloudy outside today, which is the weather that I hate, but you gotta do what you gotta do to get started with your day, and if you've gotten out of bed after that, congratulations, and that's what freaking matters, and yeah, so that's about it. So if I were you, it's really chilly out, so make sure you want to put on layers, but anyway, and that's about it. But excuse me, where are my manners? I'm your host, Marilyn Negron. We kept Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is part of the Henry Danger universe, also known as the HDU. We kept both of these lovely shows, and I hope I make your day a little bit better with this podcast, is because who doesn't want to start their day off with this Henry Danger podcast, am I right? And Danger Force, of course. So, yes, I just want to sit back, relax, enjoy this podcast, and most importantly, I hope I can keep your smile on your face by the end of it. So sit on tight, it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be amazing, and I hope you enjoy it whenever you're in the world, and whether it's across the pond or here, I hope you can enjoy this. So, yeah, it's going to be amazing. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when new podcast goes up. So, yeah, so let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. There's a new horror film that's coming out, and it's called The Menu. That's right, it comes out November 18th, which is this Friday. And I saw the trailer for this one, and it felt like it was so freaky, and everything is not what it seems. Huh? Which is a Waverly Place pun. I know, I did that. But, yeah, so make sure you go, if you're a horror film movie goer yourself, make sure you go and check this out. I saw the trailer for this, and it looks really, really freaky, if you know what to say so for myself. It's kind of like The Hunger Games, but everything is not what it seems. I get it. Wizard pun. I did it. So make sure, if I were you, if you're a horror film fan yourself, you should go and get your tickets on November 18th, which is this Friday, and yeah, so make sure you go and check your tickets, and I highly recommend for you to see this movie if you're a horror fan yourself. So, yeah, so go enjoy a movie, and it's called The Menu. So make sure you go and check it out, and that would be great. And also, this Sunday is the American Music Awards. That's right. American Music Awards, hosted by Wayne Brady, who is one of the contestants on Dancing with the Stars, who is the finalist, by the way. And I haven't seen an award show in a very, very freaking long time. And you know your girl is going to dress up for these things. And it's been a while. I'm so freaking excited because you never know when you get a girl's got to dress up. You never know who's going to dress be. And yeah, I'm so excited for the American Music Awards this year. And yeah, it's hosted by Wayne Brady. And I'm so freaking excited for this. So your girl's going to dress up no matter what. And it's only on ABC at 8, 7 Central. Make sure you go check your local listings. And yeah, so this award show is going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. And your woman right here is going to dress up for the occasion. So make sure you turn into 8, 7 Central, American Music Awards only on ABC. So it's got to be fantastic. And Wayne Brady, I hope you do a really good job, my guy. So congratulations on dancing, by the way. But yeah. Okay, so I'm recapping episode 15, season 4 of Henry Danger, Henry's Frittle Problem. Oh boy. And this is kind of in a mess, but anyway, it gets a happily ever after at the end of this one. But yeah, so this one's getting a little bit crazy, but this episode's gonna be nuts, so I hope you guys like this episode as much as I do, so trust me, I did, and it was awesome. So, yeah, and I can't wait to recap it for you by the end of this. Oh my god, would you go and look at the time? I gotta go and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So, yeah, so again, make sure you go follow this podcast, that would mean a lot to me. Keep it up with the plays, thank you so much. We're thousands away, people, so keep it up, and you'll never be disappointed, so thank you, thank you, thank you. So, yeah. So, this episode's about to start right about now. So, I'll see you guys over there. And I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 15, season 4 of Henry Danger, Henry's Friddle Problem. Oh boy, you know how this episode goes. Henry Dad gets his new job, yada yada yada, but in this episode, they get the happily ever after they deserve. And if you haven't seen this episode, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but if you did, this was funny as shit. And I'm not going to lie much, but yeah, this was the funniest episode that I've seen in a long time, and it's one of the weirdest disguises I've seen in Henry Danger history. But yeah, if you take a look at Jace's disguises, it was just like weird, but overall I kind of digged it. But yeah, I never see Ray in a bowl haircut in my life since Justin Bieber. But anyway, this episode is gonna be good. It's gonna be freaking insane. If you haven't seen it yet, I encourage you to do that. And yeah, so sit back, relax, enjoy this episode, and it's gonna be worthwhile. So it's gonna be good, and it's gonna be freaking amazing, so I hope you like it. So, yeah. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, make sure you turn on the speaker, whatever device that you have, is because this episode's about to blow you away! And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party started, and, let's begin! Okay, so this first part is only located at Henry's house. And, you know, we see Charlotte and Henry doing their homework. We haven't seen them doing that in a while. And I cut to Charlotte and said, "So, what'd you get for number one?" Henry looking at his pencil, and then looking at him, look at the sheet, looking at Charlotte, and said, number one, what'd you get?" I cut to Charlotte looking at Henry and said, "I got B." Henry said, "I got B, so, yeah, I got B." And we all know that Henry is trying to cheat off with Charlotte's homework like he always does. Classy Henry. Very classy. Cut to Charlotte and said, "Okay." And cut to Chris and Piper doing something I don't know what they're doing about. So, cut them as well, but cut to both Henry and Charlotte again. He said, "And what'd you get for number two?" Cut to Henry looking at his paper, cut to looking at Charlotte and said, "Number two." He was like, "Oh," he said, "that was a tricky one, wasn't it?" Charlotte said, To Henry said, "What did you get?" Cut to Charlotte looked at Henry at a serious look and said, "Why?" To Henry said, "Exactly. I got a why." He said, "Wait." And looked at Charlotte again and said, "Why?" Cut to Charlotte and said, "Yeah, why are you just copying my answers?" Cut to Henry being offended by that and said, "I'm not." And cut to Charlotte and said, "Why are you lying?" And cut to Henry had no clue to what to say and said, "Okay, let's move on." And cut to Charlotte looking at those looks, serious looks. And cut to Christian and Piper doing something and cut to both of them again and said, What did you get for number three? And cut to Charlotte and said, "P." Cut to Henry said, "Come on!" Charlotte said, "No, I'm serious." And said, "I gotta pee." Cut to Henry said, "But..." And cut to Charlotte putting her notepad down while she going to the bathroom. And cut to Chris stopping her and said, "Hey, Charlotte." And cut to Charlotte with Henry. And Chris said, Will you help us put up this banner?" Cut to Charlotte said, "Oh, sure. But could it wait till after I use the bathroom?" Cut to Chris said, "No." He said, "Right now." Cut to Charlotte said, "Oh, all right." Cut to her going to over there while Henry's in the background. And cut to her with Piper and Chris and said, "Just grab the end of the old yellow rope and pull." And Charlotte said, "Okie doke." And somehow cut to Henry taking out his phone. And somehow he's snapping pictures of Charlotte's homework, which looks extra classy, by the way. Teenagers, what are you gonna do? But I love this one. He's super cute. But anyway, cut to Chris and said, "Hey, Henry." Well, Henry's not looking. Said, "Does this sorry banner look straight?" And Henry said, "Yeah." He said, "Looks good." Cut to Charlotte turning around where Henry was, and she saw what Henry was doing, taking a picture of her homework, and said, "Cut to Charlotte." Said, "Henry." Cut to Henry looking at Charlotte. Cut to Charlotte and said, "Are you taking pics of my homework answers?" And cut to Henry trying to cover up the lie and said, "What? No. I'm taking selfies. It cut to him sticking out his tongue. And with the picture, and he put his phone down and tried to take more pictures of her homework. And Charlotte didn't even say a thing. But you know, that's classy Charlotte. And Chris next to Charlotte and Piper and said, "Okay, Charlotte, we'll take it from here." Charlotte said, "Oh, sure." Before she could go back to Henry, go to turn around and look at them. And cut to Henry getting up in the background. Cut to Charlotte and said, "So, who's sorry?" Cut to Chris and Piper and said, "Oh, no, this is just a family thing we do." To Piper going next to her mom and said, "Yeah, we put up the sorry banner, whatever, my dad interviews for a new job." Cut to Charlotte coming up, which... And said, "Oh." And said, "Why?" To Chris and said, "To make him feel better." And cut to Piper and said, "When he doesn't get the job." Cut to Henry and cut to Charlotte again and said, "But you guys don't know whatever or not he got the job." Cut to Chris and said, "Well, yeah." He said, "But you see..." Cut to Henry, cut to Chris and Piper again and said, "It's like... in life, there are winners," and cut to Piper next to her and said, "You know." Cut to Charlotte saying, "Okay." And cut to Henry going to her again and said, "Hey, I finished my math homework." And cut to Charlotte turning towards Charlotte and said, "So?" Cut to Henry saying, "So I'm ready to copy your English homework." Cut to Charlotte said, "Well, I'm ready to visit your restroom." Cut to him going towards back to past Henry. And Henry said, "Well, can I, while scratching his head with the pencil, say, can I get your English homework before you go?" Charlotte, turning around, said, "No!" He said, "I have to pee!" Cut to Henry said, "Can I get it right after?" And Charlotte was about to go to use the restroom. Jake just walks in the door and closes it and said, "Okay." He said, "Nobody move!" Cut to all the family and cut to Charlotte saying, "Aww!" He said, "Why?" Cut to Chris, to Piper and Henry. "Hey, honey, what's up?" Jake said, "What's up is..." He takes the Fritto chips out and said, "Fritto chips." And he tosses it to Henry and said, "You get some Fritto chips." And cut to him again, throwing another can, and "You get some Fritto chips." Fritto chips toward his wife. And cut to him throwing another chip again to his daughter and said, "And you get some Fritto chips." And cut to Jake and cut to Henry again and said, "Okay, Dad, why are you throwing us Fritto chips?" Cut to Jake and said, "I'll answer that with a poem." While Charlotte was going to where they were, he said, "Ready?" Cut to all three, Henry, all of the family, which is Henry, Chris, and Piper. Cut to Jake and said, "Roses are red. Doors have a knob." He said, "This guy's happy because he just got a new..." And cut to the family and cut to Henry and said, "Car?" Cut to Jake said, "No." Piper next to her brother Henry and said, "Hat?" Jake, well, Charlotte was in the background, said, "Come on!" Cut to Chris next to her daughter and her son and said, "Swim trunks?" Jake said, "No!" Said, "Job!" He said, "I got the job!" Cut to all of the family said, he got the job. Piper said, "I can't believe it." Cut to Chris says, I guess we should cheer. Cut to all of them celebrating. Henry said, "Great job, Dad." Said, "Woohoo, Dad." Cut to Jake and said, thank you all very much. He said, "James said, I am a happy, happy daddy." Cut to all of them just being awkward. After that, cut to Charlotte and said, "Okay, well, this feels like a family time, and I need to go use the bathroom, so..." Cut to all Chris next to Piper and Henry said, "Oh, Charlotte, stop that!" Cut to Piper said, "Come on!" And cut to Jake dragging Charlotte to them and said, "You're family!" Cut to Henry is going towards Henry and said, "You just stay here." Piper said, "You just sit down." Cut to Charlotte trying to break out of Henry's arm and said, "No!" And she just sits down. And cut to Chris going towards her husband and said, "So, honey, what is this new job?" Jake next to her wife, his wife and said, I'm going to be a project manager at the Frittle Factory. Cut to all of them, and Chris said, ah, that's amazing. Piper said, oh my gosh, yay. And cut to them all confused. And Chris said, hey, wait, hang on a second. I don't... Piper next to her brother said, sorry, but, cut to Henry said, isn't that destroyed? Cut to her parents, and cut to Piper next to Henry said, there's no more Frittle Factory in Swellview. To Jake next to Chris said, I know, because Captain Man and Kid Danger blew into bits. Cut to Henry, who was offended by that, because he is Kid Danger, so... Henry said, okay, well, that's not exactly what happened. Cut to Chris looking at her son. Didn't want to blow a secret, because, you know, he's Kid Danger, so... To those guys. The Calavioi news he was talking about. Cut to Jake going to one side, he said, yeah, it is. It happened last year. It was a cool Wednesday afternoon. I was watching the news with my pants on, and they said that Captain Man and Kid Danger were visiting the Frittle Factory and got into an argument, and the flashback starts with the episode that the Frittle Problems episode that happened in season 3 when Henry was a tiny teenager and he was a Kid Danger at the time as a teenager, which is so cute! It happened with the Trouble of Frittles episode, so Henry was a teenager back at the time, and Chase Norman was a teenager back in that episode, so it was in the third season, so, yeah. Kid Danger's like, that doesn't mean... And somehow they started fighting, you know how that goes. Henry got Frittle chips to the head. Jack Frittleman said, fellas, fellas! And Kid Danger said, oh, he said, he's asking for him. Got to Captain Man and said, don't you do it. Kid Danger said, he's asking for them. And somehow he put the Frittle chips on Captain Man. And said, ow. And cut to all, you know how that works. And cut to Captain said, okay, now you've done it. He said, okay, say hello to my Frittle friend. And somehow Henry, you know how that goes. The corn. Popping machine couldn't stop, and Kid Danger couldn't stop it, and all the chip cans were destroying the thing. And the Frittle Factory worker said, the corn compressors are building up an extreme amount of pressure, and they can't release the corn gas. Cut to Jack Frittleman and said, attention, this is Jack Frittleman. He said, run. Cut to all of them running out of there, and somehow the Frittle Factory explodes. It cut to Henry, who remembered it very, very clearly. And the flashback ends, and he said, there's two sides to every story. Cut to Charlotte next to Piper and said, hey, I thought I heard there... Cut to Jake and cut to Charlotte next to Piper and said, hey, I heard they were building the new Frittle Factory in Bordertown. Cut to Jake said, they already did. That's where I'll be working. Cut to all of them in shock. The audience was in shock. Cut to Chris going towards her husband and said, wait. You're going to be okay with driving 2 hours to and from work every day? Jake said, no! This family's moving to Bordertown! Cut to all of them were in shock and upset. Cut to all of them are angry and looking at him. He said, come on! What happened to yay? We're all so excited for you, Daddy! Cut to Chris upset and said, well, we were! To Piper next to Charlotte said, until you started talking like a maniac! Cut to Henry, who was pissed and angry. To Jake said, I'm not a maniac. Bordertown's a great place to live. Couldn't Henry, who was not having it. Jake said, it's got houses and trees. And cut to Jake said, and a library. And cut to Henry, who has put his foot down. He said, Dad, hey. Cut to all them looking at Henry. He said, listen. He said, please. And please listen. Dad. Cut to his parents, and cut to Henry, said, we are not moving to Bordertown. Jake said, well, okay, but yeah, we are. Cut to Henry, said, Dad! Cut to Charlotte, said, okay, I'm sorry, guys, but I really gotta go pee, so. Cut to Piper, who is irritated, and goes towards her father, and said, look, Daddy! He said, I'm not moving to Bordertown, I'm gonna go lock myself in the bathroom until you say we don't have to! and cut to her being so angry, and her parents chase after her. Charlotte's trying to chase after them. No, Piper, please don't lock yourself in the bathroom. And they locked herself in the bathroom. She said, oh! Cut to Henry being upset. Charlotte grabbing the thing and said, well, said, grabbing the jar and said, I'll be in your backyard. And cut to Henry confused saying, doing what? Cut to Charlotte saying, watering your plants. And I know she was going to pee outside with the jar, but she had to go to the bathroom. And cut to Henry being so upset. And that's about it. And then the Henry Danger theme song comes up. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. There are two scenes involved in this. There's Chuck and stuff and the man cave. And cut to Henry explaining the whole story to Jasper. Cut to Jasper, Charlotte, and Henry and Chuck and stuff. And Jasper said, what? To Charlotte and Henry. And cut to Jasper said, you can't move away. To both of them again. Said, I don't want to move away. Cut to Charlotte said, it's his dad. He said, not him. To Jasper, well then, I'm going to give your dad a piece of my mind. Cut to all of them getting confused. Cut to Charlotte and cut to Henry and said, do you just say piece of my mind? Cut to Charlotte, he said, yeah, it's an expiration. Like, if my mind was a pizza, I cut to them being confused. And cut to Charlotte said, okay, let's just go talk to Ray. Cut to Henry and he said, all right. Cut to all of them going to the back. Cut to Charlotte first and cut to Jasper and cut to Henry and Jasper right behind them. And cut to say, Henry, you can't move away from Swallowview. Cut to Charlotte and cut to both of them. Henry said, man, I don't want to. And cut to Henry said, you promised we grow old together. Cut to Charlotte being confused and cut to Henry. Henry said, what? Why? He said, why would I promise you? He said, oh. Cut to Charlotte being confused by that. And cut to Charlotte going into the elevator, following along with the boys. Cut to Jasper said, wait. Cut to them in the elevator. And Jasper next to Henry and Charlotte. And Henry said, I said, Jasper. Jasper said, when did your dad tell you this? Cut to Charlotte and said, can I just push the button, please? Henry said, yes, please. Jasper said, wait, before you hit the button, and the elevator went down, and Jasper was the only one who went completely nuts. And while he was screaming, he tried to both of his friends, and Henry said, stop. She's like, and Henry's like, why? And tried to grab Charlotte. He's like, Somehow we're in the man cave. The elevator opens the door. Charlotte was the one standing, but Jasper dragged Henry with him on the ground and crashed. And cut to Jasper, who's holding Henry so tight on the floor. And cut to Henry and said, Jasper said, please don't move away. Cut to Henry and said, please get off my body. And cut to Jasper doing that. And somehow both boys got off the floor. And both of them getting out of the elevator. Well, Ray went out of the snack machine, holding a vacuum cleaner. And said, hey, Henry and Charlotte. And said, poor Jasper getting really ignored. Cut to all three of them said, I don't know what you guys are doing back here, but I'm glad to see you because tonight, cut to him and said, tonight is a very special night. He said, stay right there. Cut to Henry, Ray, Charlotte, and Jasper and said, wait, why is tonight a special night? Cut to Ray said, because I just bought that vacuum cleaner. And cut to Jasper going towards the vacuum cleaner and cut to Charlotte and Henry and said, you and I have different definitions of the word special. Cut to Jasper looking at it, ooh, is this the Tyson Ultrasuck? So he said, yeah. He said, get away from it. Going him towards Charlotte and Henry. So Henry, cut to Jasper being so upset. Hey, Henry. Him going towards Henry. He said, check this out. Now, you see these little breath mints? Cut to him with Henry and Charlotte and said, yeah, I do, but listen, man, I got him. I said, guess who made those these mints? I was like, Schwaz. And Henry said, next to Charles, like, cool, yeah, that's cool. But Henry said, you want a mint? I said, no, I gotta tell you something. I said, you want a mint? Henry said, I gotta tell you something. I'm good. I don't want them. Yeah, take a mint. I said, I don't want a mint. No one wants a mint. No one wants a mint. And Cousin Marie said, all right. Well, then, I'll just take this mint and then throw it at the vacuum cleaner. And he got the little mint that was in his hand, and he threw it, and somehow the vacuum exploded, and some all three of them just fell out on the floor. And look at the thing into bits, and Marie said, and some of them threw him on the floor. And all of them were standing up. And he was clapping his hands, was still laughing. Cut to Henry and Charlotte standing up. And Henry's like, dude, I said, what was that? And he said, what I'd say, yes, and I put that mint in my mouth. And cut to Ray said, I guess we'd be on your way to your dentist. cut to Henry not having him, pushing him out of the way. And cut to, and he said, Jasper, cutting to Jasper, and Ray said, clean that mess up. Cut to Jasper said, with what? Cut to Ray said, with the vacuum. And somehow he knew the vacuum exploded. And he said, oh. He's like, oh. And he went towards the little drawer thingy. He said, I got something. He said, cut to Henry and Charlotte, cut to Ray with Jasper, and said, you can use here. Something you can use. He said, here you go. He got this little traveling kit that has, like, a broom and a, like, thing, the little sweepy thing. He said, that ought to do it. Cut to Asper and said, what is that? Cut to Charlotte and Henry. Cut to Ray again. He said, this is a broom and dust pan travel kit. And he gave the little dustpan and broom, to him. He said, come on. He said, get to work. He said, here you go. He took them. And somehow he took the little trash can. He said, here you go. And somehow Jasper took the little trash can as well. And he got to work. Cut to him and next to Charlotte. And Henry said, okay, I'm going to go online and buy some mirrors. Somehow Charlotte and Henry stopped him. No, dude, look. And Charlotte's like, Ray, wait. Cut to Ray said, what? What now? To Henry next to Charlotte said, look, we got a big problem. To Ray next to Charlotte and Henry said, what? Oh, do I look fat? Cut to Henry next to Charlotte said, getting confused looks. And Henry said, what? No, why? To Ray said, good. I'll get those mirrors then. Cut to Charlotte and Henry stopping again. Charlotte's like, wait! And Henry pulled him aside and said, Henry said, seriously. I said, look. He said, my dad, he got a new job working at the Frittle Factory. Cut to him with the both of them and said, what? I thought they built the new Frittle Factory in Bordertown. Charlotte next to Henry, and he didn't like the thought of it. Charlotte said, yeah, that's where Henry's family is moving to. To Jasper and said, no! Cut to Ray pointing his fingers and whoa. He said, looked at Henry and said, kid, there is no way you're moving to Bordertown. So Henry said, yeah, I don't want to. Henry said, Ray said, your kid danger. So Henry said, yeah, I remember. And cut to Ray dragging out Henry while Charlotte was listening and said, well, what if I need you, huh? He said, like, what if there's a big emergency? By the time you get here from Bordertown, buddy, we'll already be dead. I said, except for me. I'm Captain Man. Well, he had his hand on his head and said, Henry said, yeah. I said, I remember. So Henry said, anyway, you're not moving. Cut to Henry said, dude, look, I'm only 16. Cut to Henry, Charlotte said, yeah, if Henry's parents move to Bordertown and say Henry's got to go with them, that he'll have to move. And cut to Henry being so shocked and confused and doesn't know what to do. Cut to all three of them. Henry said, okay, guys, what are we going to do? Cut to Charlotte was going to the man cave couch. Jasper saying, on the floor, and said, somebody could help me sweep. Cut to Henry saying, I'm talking about my dad. Cut to Ray going towards Henry and said, okay, well, when does he start this new job? Henry said, is it tomorrow? He said, I think, yeah, he's going to, me and Mr. Frettelman sign some papers, and then that's it. Cut to Ray going towards the corner, getting an idea. He said, all right, okay. He said, pace, 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 think, and snapped his fingers and said, buzz darts. Cut to Henry said, I'm sorry, did you just say buzz darts? Cut to Ray said, yeah. He said, hang on a sec. He went to his drawer. Cut to Henry, looking. He said, this drawer's got everything. He said, have a look at this new Schwa's invention. Took out this glasses case. He opened it. And it was glasses with some darts inside. Cut to Henry next to him and said, buzz darts? Cut to Charlotte going in with them. He said, buzz darts. Charlotte said, how do buzz darts work? Cut to him going on the glasses towards Charlotte and said, I'll show you. Puts them on. And he turns to Henry and said, hey, Henry. Cut to Henry and said, And somehow he presses the button on the glasses. The dart flies out. And somehow, Henry's hype motility stopped the dart. Cut to Henry, Ray not having it. Next to Charlotte. And Henry said, dude. Ray going towards him and said, hey, you're only supposed to use your superpower reflexes to fight crime, not to wreck my demonstrations. Cut to Henry said, well, I'm sorry, but if I see a buzz dart flying at my face, I can't help but Ray cut him off and say, yeah, forget it. Cut to Henry looked the whatever look and went towards the other side and does the same thing to Jasper and said, hey, Jasper. Jasper said, what's up? Cut to Ray said, and somehow coins is bouncing onto the other side of the room. Cut to that side of the room. Cut to Ray said, next to Charlotte said, oh, I dropped my quarter over there. Would you get it for me, please? And Jasper said, yeah, sure. And somehow, while he was looking, Charlotte was right next to Ray, and Henry was there as well. He focused on Jasper's butt, and he pressed a little thing on his glasses, and the dart hit his butt and said, ow! And he looked over and looked at Ray. He looked towards him and said, cut to all three of them, cut to Jasper and said, did you just hit me with a dart? Cut to him going towards them and said, I'm not sure. He says, why? Jasper said, cuz. All of them, cuz when I bent over to get your quart and somehow the dart was working, he said, oh. He said, my body feels weird. And somehow he just gets spasms like a maniac. Cut to Charlotte said, so, that's what buzz darts do? And somehow that Jasper is having a little spasm attack going to the white the corner. And said, yep. He said, they buzz through the air, and when they land, they don't cause any permanent damage. But cut to Jasper and doing that attack and going to them again. And said, but for about a half hour, they impair your nervous system, which turns you into, he said, that. And cut to Jasper and cut to them again. And, how do these buzz darts help me not move to Border Town? And cut to all of them. Ray said, simple. Cut to Jasper grunting in the background. And cut to Henry saying, are you going to tell us? And Ray said, sure. He said, we disguise ourselves as Frittle employees. Then we wait for your dad to show up for his meeting with Frittleman. Bless your dad with a couple of buzz darts. While Jasper was going to the other corner, still doing it, Henry said, oh, yeah. Then he's going to be all, and Ray imitating his father said, yeah, he'll be all, hello, Mr. Frittleman. He said, what a beautiful factory you have here. And Henry started to laugh, goes to the one side of the room, and said, and then there's no chance Frittleman will hire him to work there. Getting the mints out. Catcher Henry is next to Charlotte. Yes, that's perfect. Catcher Ray said, yeah, haha. Who's smart? And puts the mints in his mouth, and somehow the mints exploded in his mouth. His teeth exploded. Ow! Oh, my God. Catcher Jasper grunting. Ugh! Ray coughing. Catcher Jasper, Charlotte next to Henry. Henry next to Charlotte and said, I don't know. He said, who's smart? Was that? And that's about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. There are two seeds involved in this. And there's Frito Factory in Bordertown and Henry's house. So cut to the Frito Factory in Bordertown. It cuts to all the employees and somehow a guy named Buck just talked to the employees and said, okay, people, we laid all the pipe and now we only got 3 days left until this Frito Factory goes into full production. Cut to Lionel and said, question. When does the new project manager start? We have a right to know. Cut to all of them people just agreeing. The Buck said, all right, settle down. Cut to all of them and cut to Buck and said, the new project manager starts later today, okay? Right after he meets it and is improved by Mr. Fertleman. And cuts to the portrait of Mr. Jack Fertleman himself. Cut to all of them agreeing. Lamar said, all right. Cut to Buck said, now, we all got a lot of work to do right, so let's get to it. And he whistles weakly. Cut to all the employees go their separate ways. Employee number one said, he's got to work on that whistle. And somehow, there are two people in the corner, and I couldn't believe my own eyes, but it was them. Henry and Ray disguised. Oh my God. Henry's disguise is, I can't describe it, but with Ray's, it's kind of confusing, but anyway. And cut to Buck, he said, hey, you two. And cut to Ray and Henry in disguise, but Buck said, I'm talking to you guys. And Ray's disguise is Joey Gladstone as his disguise, while Henry is disguised as Danny Tanner with a ponytail and earrings, which is kind of weird, but I kind of liked it. But anyway, he said, and Ray as Joey Gladstone said, what's up? And Ray, Henry as Danny Tanner said, hey, what's up, dude? How are you? Ray as Joey Gladstone said, we are just, you know, working. Henry as Danny Tanner said, yeah. Ray as Joey Gladstone said, doing our jobs here. Henry said, as Danny said, love and light. Gives him a pat on the shoulder. Cut to Ray as Joey Gladstone said, how are you? Cut to Buck next to the two of them and said, I don't recognize you guys. He said, let me see your badges. Cut to all three of them. Cut to Buck looking at their badges. Cut to Ray as Joey Gladstone said, yeah, no problem. We got our badges here. Joey Gladstone. To Ray as Danny Tanner said, I'm Danny Tanner, and so we work here, so, you know. Cut to Ray as Joey Gladstone said, definitely a real badge, not a fake badge. Cut to Buck looking at them and said, whoa. This does look like professional lamination. Cut to Ray as Joey Gladstone said, oh, well, thing is, Henry as Jane Turner said, we lost our original badges because of them calling for security while they were following him. Buck said, I need a security check on two employees while they were talking over them. He said, yeah, one says he's Danny Tanner. Because both of them still talking over him. The other one, he's Joey Gladstone. And cuts them both taking their lasers out and they blast him until he was unconscious. It cut to him getting the walkie-talkie. Henry is Danny Tanner with the walkie-talkie. And while Ray was dragging him, Henry said, negative on that one. All is good. Love is light, brother. Okay, no problem, dude. Well, it's nothing. And Ray said, all right. Cut him down. Cut to the explosive mints on the corner. He said, Cousin Henry said, "Dude!" And I said, "Cousin Henry, are those your explosive mints?" Cousin mints on the other side while they were on the one side. Reyes, Joey Gladstone said, "Yeah, dang it! Must have set him down." Henry had Danny Tanner next to him and said, "You can't just leave them lying around. They're dangerous." Cut to him bending down while Ray went to back up. Reyes, Joey Gladstone said, "Ugh, all right, Mom, I'll go get them." And before he spoke too soon, a lady and Henry's dad just walked in the front door, and Henry stopped him. Henry asked Danny Tanner, said, Dude, there's my dad. There's my dad. He's here." And somehow they all panicked and they just grabbed stuff for no reason at all. Cut to the employees looking at them. And cut to Henry saying, "What's up with his fingers?" So, shindig. Yeah. They acted like normal. And Kathleen next to Henry's dad said, "Right. Here, as you can see," while Henry and Ray were in the background, and see, this is our main area of production. Jake said, "Ah, and what do you call this area?" Cut to Kathleen said, "Our main area of production." And Cut to Jake said, "Ah, good. That's exactly what I would have called it." Cut to Kathleen while Henry and Ray were in the background and said, "Yeah." Ray's Joey Gladstone said, "Well," Ray put on his glasses. "All right," he said. "Now," he said, "I'll just pop him with a buzz dart. He'll be wobbling around like a weirdo when he meets Fertelman." And cut to Henry's dad and Kathleen. Cut to Henry and Ray next to Ray and said, "Yeah, well, I kind of feel bad about this. You know, making him lose his job here." Cut to Ray's Joey Gladstone said, "Don't." Henry as Danny Tanner said, "Okay." Cut to Reigns as Joey Gladstone said, "Okay, Mr. Hart." Cut to both of them. Cut to Reigns and eat dart. He presses the button. The dart shoots. Somehow it missed and hits the water bottle from employee instead. And he drinks from out of it. Cut to Henry being panicked. Cut to Reigns said, Ray couldn't believe he missed. And Danny Tanner said, "You missed." To Ray's Joey Gladstone said, "Well, yeah, because you were breathing so loud." Cut to Henry, who was offended by that. Cut to Henry's Danny Tanner said, "What? No, I wasn't." To Ray's Joey Gladstone said, "Well, you were. I was trying to and aim, and you were all..." Took a Henry as Danny Tanner, who took a defense by that, who said, "I don't breathe like that." To Ray as Joey Gladstone said, "Well, sorry to say, but yeah, you do. Okay." Cut to Henry, who's trying to challenge Ray. Henry has Danny Tanner said, "You know what? You know what? Let me see. Let me shoot. Let me try. Let me try. Let me try." Ray's Joey Gladstone said, "Great. I'd like to see you go. Try. Go for it." Henry has Danny Tanner said, "After you." As Joey Gladstone said, "Go for it." Henry's Danny Tanner said, "After you." Ray has Joey Gladstone said, "Fine." Him going to another. Go to another location. All right. And cut to Jack Fertelman walking through the door. And they were about to aim it again, but all of a sudden Jack Fertelman with his two employees just came out of nowhere. And Henry stopped him. Henry is standing here. He's like, dude, look. And raised Joey glasses and said, "Yeah, it's Fertelman." Cut to Jack Fertelman with the two of them. And Kathy said, "Excuse me, Mr. Fertelman?" And cut to Mr. Fertelman signing something. Jack Fertelman said, "What? Yes." And they said, "Hi." Cut to Kathleen with Jake and said, "I want to introduce you to one of our new project managers." Cut to him looking over there and said, "Oh." Jack said, "This is Jake Hart." Jake said, "Hi. It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Fertelman." Well, trying to shake his hand. And while Henry and Ray were in the background, Jack Fertelman said, "Oh, I don't shake hands. People's hands are disgusting." Cut to Jake next to him and said, "Oh, yes," said, "especially mine." Cut to all of them confused. Cut to Jack Fertelman and said, "What?" Cut to Jake said, "Oh, nothing. I just wanted to show you my new tie. To Jack Fiddleman said, while Henry and Ray was in the background, said, Jack Fiddleman said, your tie. To Jack next to him and said, yes, sir. Look, it's made of metal. Jack Fiddleman said, ooh. Cut to Henry as Jane Tanner said, he's nervous, and Henry Danny Tanner said, did you see this? Do you see this? Henry's Joey glances and said, yeah, I see. Hey, now calm down, will you? Will you? You're making me nervous. To Henry's Danny Tanner said, well, my dad's about to get the job. Ray's Joey glances and said, yeah, just wait. He said, let's see if Fiddleman wants to hire your daddy after he gets a face full of buzz dart. And he was about to aim it at his dad again, cut to all three of them. About to aim it, and all of a sudden, Piper just came out of nowhere, and Piper's like, move! Cut to Henry said, Danny Tanner next to Ray, he said, wait, it's my sister! And he, somehow he grabbed his sword out of nowhere, he aims the dart, and he got pulled by Henry, and somehow Piper just got hit with the dart, and Piper's like, ow! And he was like, jeez! Cut to Henry next to Ray, and Ray couldn't believe who he hit. And Henry stands here and said, great, you hit Piper. Ray's Joey Gladstone next to him said, well, you jostled me. Cut to Henry and Jane Tanner said, so? Cut to Piper going toward her father with Jack Fiddleman and Kathleen said, hello? Jake Hart said, what? He said, well, how'd you get here? Piper said, I took three nasty buses. No Wi-Fi. Well, Henry and Ray were in the background. Now, please. Cut to her father and cut to Piper. You can't take this job. Cut to Jack Fiddleman and said, Piper said, I'm sorry. He said, who's this young girl? Cut to Jake, who doesn't know his own daughter, and said, oh, I wouldn't know. He said, Cut to all of them and said, does anyone know who this girl is? Cut to Henry as Danny Tanner next to Ray and said, wait, why isn't the bus dart affecting her? Cut to Ray with a finger. And cut to Ray as Joey glasses and said, wait for it. Cut to Piper said, Dad, I'm sorry. Yep. So the bus dart affected her. She was having a spasm. Said, cut to Henry and Ray about what they were saying. Cut to Piper again and said, what could I got, boy? Cut to Kathleen next to Jake and said, oh my God. I said, what's wrong with her? Jack Fiddleman said, I don't know, but it's making me uncomfortable. I said, Hugo Chavez. Cut to the two dudes carrying. I said, could you take this child away? And somehow the spasm attacking Piper just fired by two dudes and just left out the door. And somehow Jack Fiddleman was like, ugh, next to Jake and said, glad she's gone. Jake next to Jack Fiddleman sent next to Kathleen and said, me too. And Shreya's Joey Gladstone next to Henry and said, you have another dart in your pocket. Pocket, like I told you earlier. Cut to him getting Gord's dart, the dart, and it was Henry's turn. He puts the dart in his sunglasses. Henry and Danny Tanner said, yeah, I got it. Ray's Joey Glassner said, put the dart in. And while they were getting ready to put the dart in Henry's glasses, to Kathleen said, anyway, he said, if you just sign the contract right here, you'll be a Fiddles official project manager. Cut to Jake, who was excited. Said, oh, wow. He said, this is fantastic. Cut to Henry ready to aim. As Danny Tanner and said, sorry, Dad. He said, but it's time for you to go. And he shots the dart out of his glasses. And somehow the dart just binged out of his dad's metal tie and just hit Jack Fiddleman right in the face cheek. It's like, ow! My face! Cut to Ray, who couldn't believe it. Cut to Ray, who was mad. Ray's Joey Glasser said, duh! He said, you hit frontal one on the face. To Henry, as Danny Tanner said, well, it was a Ryko chit. Cut to Ray as Joey's Gladstone next to him and said, it was a Ryko blah. Cut to Jack Ray said, Hugo, Chavez, help, there's something on my face. And somehow he has a spasm attack and somehow into one corner. He just flicked the... He knocked his picture off and all of a sudden all of these things got off on the floor. And somehow that this crate thing was going to fall down. There was a hammer going to hit another thing. And Ray and Henry saw what was happening. Some blinks to one side and somehow it hit the thing. And somehow the thing was caught on fire. And all the chips were getting from the conveyor belt out of nowhere. And now the alarm sounds. And cut to Jake next to Flea and said, what's happening? And cut to one employee going to a corner and said, the corn compressors are building up an extreme amount of pressure. Cut to all of a sudden, I think it's going to blow. Cut to Jack Frindleman and said, "Ah!" He said, not again. Cut to all of them are in panic. Well, Ray and Henry are in their disguises as well. Cut to Jake and said, it's okay. He said, it's okay. I can manage this. I can manage this project. Somehow, while all the things were panicking, Ray and Henry in their disguises were arguing. Ray, Joey, Glad said, hurry, no, you. Henry and Danny Tanner said, you say something. Joey Glad said, you have to tell these people to get out of here. Henry and Danny Tanner said, all right. And cuts it. Henry Tanny Tanner, who's got the mic, he said, hey, hello, attention. Cut to all of them and cut to both of them. He said, everyone, this is Danny Tanner, room employee. He said, I work here. He said, hello. So Henry's Joey Gladstone trying to tell him to hurry up. He's like, dude, just cut to Henry's Danny Tanner looking at him and said, what do you want me to say? Joey's Joey Gladstone said, run! And Henry and Danny Tanner said, run, and drops the mic, and so all go into a panic mode. And cut to all of them going to one side and the other. Ray's Joey Gladstone said, go! Henry and Danny Tanner said, that's it, run! Cut to Henry's then going to one side. Cut to Ray's Joey Gladstone said, go! Trying to split up the thing. Henry and Danny Tanner said, run to your homes! Cut to Ray's Joey Gladstone said, this place is about to blow! And cut to both of them left. Henry's Danny Tanner said, all right, let's get out of here. This place is about to blow. And Ray's Joey Gladstone said, right. And cut to both of them getting out of there. But only a couple of seconds later, they came trying to come back for some Frittle chip cans. But they didn't do to come back empty-handed, and they left the building again. And somehow, second time's a charm, the Frittle factory exploded. And now it's back at Henry's house, and all of them are having dinner. Cut to Henry's dad being so mad while he was in charge. And cut to all the family, cut to Henry next to his mom, Chris, and said, could have taken a shower before dinner? Cut to Egg Neck Piper and cut to Jake and said, I know, I don't like to shower when I'm upset. Cut to Henry next to Chris, who's getting awkward. Cut to Piper said, we all get to stay in Swellview. And cut to Henry laughing, try to keep it together a couple of times, but he tried to laugh again. And kept it together. Cut to Jake said, are you laughing? Cut to Henry next to Chris and said, no, I'm not. Henry said, Henry, you shouldn't. Cut to Henry. Tried to laugh and tried to compare it together and said, sorry. And somehow Piper, Chris, and Henry all started laughing for no reason. And cut to Jake said, "What is going on?" Cut to all of them laughing. Cut to Henry laughing. Cut to all the family. All three of them laughing. Jake is having it, crossing his arms. And that is about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 15, season 4 of Henry Danger, Henry's Friddle Problem. Wow, wow, wow. This episode was amazing, you guys. And I gotta say, the disguises that Henry and Ray wore, oh my god. I thought I'd never see Ray in a bald haircut since Justin Bieber had that in those days. But, they kind of pulled it off, but with Henry, I think he could pull off a ponytail if he wanted to. But in my part, I think the earrings was good and overall on that. But I think it was the most weirdest but good disguises in Henry Danger history. But both of them did great disguising them as that. And I gotta say, wow, wow, wow. It was awesome. It's really good. I give this episode a 10 out of 10 overall. This episode was really good. I gotta say, second time's the charm for a Friddle Factory for exploding. So, poor Friddle, he just wants to quit his job altogether, but, yeah, and I've seen him how they did it the third time, so, yeah, so I cannot wait to recap the episode about that, but, yeah, this episode was good overall, and, yeah, I cannot wait to show you an episode next week, but this one was insane, and I hope you guys liked this episode as much as I did, because I peed my pants so hard when I saw those disguises, but, it was great, and, yeah. It was a good one. So, next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned for that. And, yeah, and it's about to start right about now. So, I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topic is like the new movie called The Menu, which will be out this Friday, and it's a new horror movie that everybody's been talking about. So if you're a horror fan like yourself, or if you know anybody who loves horror movies, make sure they go get their tickets to see it this Friday, because I've seen the trailer for this and it was crazy and weird, but overall it was kind of like The Hunger Games, but in a horror form. But anyways, make sure you go to get your tickets for The Menu this Friday if I were you, if you like kind of movies like that. So yeah, so make sure you go and get your tickets, and I hope you like it. So yeah, so make sure. I'm glad I'm not a horror movie freak. So saw horror movies, never saw them again. So yeah, make sure you go and see it this Friday if you are a big horror fan like yourself. So make sure you go and see it. So yeah, and the American Music Awards is this Sunday. That's right, your girl is dressing up for the event, and I am so excited. It's been a while ever since I dressed up for an event, because I've been, like, super-duper busy, and it's just been going on through hectic right now. But this is the time for me to get away from all my problems, and I am so dang excited to see this award show, and it's hosted by Wayne Brady, a finalist of Dancing with the Stars, and I am so freaking excited to see him host this thing. And it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be crazy, and the pictures will be insane, so make sure you go follow my Twitter for that. Make sure you do the show. So, yeah, so this is going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. Rain Brain is going to kill it as always. And it's going to be an awesome, good time. So the American Music Awards will be on this Sunday only on ABC at 8, 7 Central. Make sure you go and watch it and see who's going to win those awards. So I cannot wait for this Sunday. Also, I recapped episode 15, season 4 of Henry Danger, Henry's Friddle Problem. Well, this is kind of the second time that the Friddle Factory was mentioned and exploded. So, yeah, so message to Jack Friddleman, don't run any Friddle things again. But, yeah, but I kind of see what Jack Friddleman had to go for the third time. So, I've saw that episode, but, yeah, that was freaking insane. But, yeah, but this episode was crazy. And Henry and Ray's disguises were top-notch, one of my favorite disguises in Henry Danger history. And just to see Jace Norman in a ponytail with the earrings and the beard like that, it's just like, once I got used to it, I felt like it grew on me. But I'm loving these disguises so far. And I think it was my number one disguises like they put on so far in the series. But yeah, but this episode was awesome. It was amazing. It made me pee in my pants at sometimes. But this episode was super fun. I give it a 11 out of 10 just because it was extra funny, and I gave it an extra point. So, yeah, so this episode was awesome, crazy, and wild, and I'm glad that I did this episode, so I can't wait for another episode next week, so make sure you stay tuned, and more craziness is about to come, so stay tuned, and it's going to be a blast. So, yeah. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys, and that theme is Justin Bieber. I've been a fan of Justin Bieber for 12 years, guys. You heard me, 12. When I was in, like, middle school and high school, one of my school friends at the time was listening to Justin, and somehow, when I saw one of the PopCon concert, a pop convention for pop singers, that got me into Justin Bieber, like, right away, and then I got to all of his tours, and I listened to all of his albums, and it was just so crazy. So, that's how I became a Justin Bieber fan to begin with, because his music really changed me while I was going through my hard times, and his music just got me through anything that helped me get through my day. But, yeah, Justin's music is awesome, it's amazing, and I cannot wait to see what he does next. And I hope the Justin's tour comes back, because it was cut short because of what happened with Justin, and I hope he gets better. So, Justin, we love you, I appreciate you, and I hope you get better soon so you can get back up on your feet and go back to what you love doing the most. So, taking care of your mental health is important, guys. So, Justin, we love you, we appreciate you, and when you do come back, we love you no matter what. So, this is dedicated to Justin Bieber, and somehow his songs are amazing and cool, and I like it that way. So, yeah, so let's get this started. Okay, so this is a new collaboration that I never ever heard before. And this one is called Up at Night by featuring Kalani, which this is kind of like interesting. I never heard the song before, but I've seen it like been heard like once or twice, but I never heard this song because I got to catch up with my Bieber songs because forgive me because I never heard the songs in a long time. But yeah, so I'm really going in blind with this one, and it's got to be, like, anything that Justin touches turns to gold. Why can you not say that? It's just what he does. But I can't wait to hear the song for the first time. I'm nervous to see what it sounds like, but, yeah, so I cannot wait to hear the song with you guys, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be insane, and I hope that this is going to be the rest of the Justin Bieber songs that I like to hear, so it's going to be good. So, yeah. So, Bleebers, if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber or a big fan of his music, make sure you turn on both the speakers up on your devices so you can hear along, dance along, and sing along. Because it makes me happy and makes you happy. So this is the next collaboration I chose with Justin Bieber, and it's called Up at Night by Kalani. So, yeah, so let's turn this music up, and let's get this party started, shall we?
You wonder why I love you. There was never pressure. Easy as I want to. There's just no one better. You think it's calculated. Baby, I'm just not that clever. Never. What could I say? Fantasize about you. You're the light of my life, you're not needed. Girl, you got what I want, what I needed. And even when the sun don't shine, I'll be right by your side, holding you tight. And when you feel like nobody cares, I'll be right there to remind you that
you keep me up at night, up at night. Up at night, up at night, up at night.
knew that it would go this way. Of course, you blame it on fate. At the end of all days, I run back thoughts of you.
And Justin Bieber, everybody! Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Oh my god, this song, mwah! Oh my god, I can't, I just, wow, this was so cheesy. Oh my god, it just, this one was just so cute. Oh my god, another Justin Bieber single, so, I can't, I just, like, This is cheesy and lovey-dovey, but I love it. Oh my god. I got no words to describe this one, but just this is so Justin, what Justin Bieber sound would like. But yeah, I kind of like this one, and this was like, oh my god, so lovey-dovey, so cheesy, but I love it. And yeah, I like this one. So great job with this collaboration, Justin, and I cannot wait to see more of what you got. And yes, if you're a big fan of Kalani or a big Justin Bieber fan, if you love both of them together, make sure you go put the song on your playlist. I guarantee it that much. If you love lovey-dovey things as much as I do, this song was the best. It was amazing. Great job, Justin. Anything he touches turns to gold, and I cannot wait to see what he does next. So, Justin, great job on this collaboration, and I can't wait to hear the rest of the songs. So, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be good, and great job on this one, Justin. I'm really proud of you, and it's going to be good. So, yeah, so that's the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. But before I go, here's some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2022, and if you want to go on this holiday season that is coming up, or if you want to get to hear some of the podcast members that this podcast knows, or if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mousetrap Podcast, featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she has two podcasts that are available. Number one is if you love horror, and if you love crime, or if you love both, and you want to know anything about the horror, anything in between, go and listen to Horror Crime by Kamina T. She is awesome. She is amazing. She knows anything about horror, anything that you like. Make sure you go find Horror Crime on any of their podcast providers. Go and check that out. I really appreciate it. And make sure you go give that podcast a follow. That means a lot. And yeah, and also she just came out with a brand new podcast that it's all about Henry Danger and Danger Force. And it's called Danger Girl. So if you're looking for anything Henry Danger or Danger Force to Danger Girl, that's why she came out with a brand new podcast of Henry Danger and Danger Force only. So you should go, if you're a big fan of Henry Danger or Danger Force, go to Danger Girl for all your Henry Danger and Danger Force needs, Danger Verse needs, if I like to call it. So congratulations with your second podcast, Kamina, for only Henry Danger and Danger Force. You should go and check it out because she's awesome. She's amazing. I'm glad to call her man fan and a friend. And yeah, but she had a podcast called Kamina T back in the day because she does both of those things. But yeah, you want to see what topics that we did on my podcast when it was back in the day, you know, during those Kamina T times. Or if you want to see what episode, season one of Danger Force episodes that we did. Or if you want to hear what songs we did of the week, make sure you go find Kamina T down in the description so you can learn everything about her. She was my co-host for those 2 weeks, and I gotta tell you, I'm so glad to call her a man fan and a friend, and I'm so glad I came across on her on social media. So Kamina, whatever you're doing, I love you so much, and I hope you have a very fantastic week. Congratulations on both of your podcasts, girl. I love you. You're amazing. Make sure you go and check them out, and she's a really great friend of mine, and I hope you both listen to her and give her a lot of love. So, yeah. So I got to go enjoy this week as well, but I just want to say thank you for listening to this podcast, whether you're across the pond or you're in the United States. Thank you so much for taking the time to let me babble about this, because you know how much I like to talk to you guys, and this is really awesome and amazing, and I cannot wait to see what's down the road with this podcast. So thank you guys so much. I really, really appreciate it. So, yeah, so I hope I made your day a little bit better as well, and I hope you're having a good day in your life, whatever you are. So thank you for listening in. I hope I made your day a little bit brighter. So, yeah. So make sure you go give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, you can find this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, you can share this podcast on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get the man fans know that they're bored out of their minds, or when they're on vacation, or they want something to listen to something new, yada, 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 whenever there are problems you got. Or if you want to listen to anything Henry Danger or Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger Universe as the HDU. And I am your girl for that. So, yeah, and also, if you want to follow me on social media, go. My Instagram is miss.holland92. I recap anything vacations about me or a special stuff that's coming out. Make sure you go and follow me on that Instagram account. I really appreciate it. And yeah, if you want to know more anything about me, I have all those photos on that account. So thank you so much. Stan Holland92, because I'm a big Spider-Man fan, if you're wondering why. So make sure you go follow that account. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much. And if you want to see anything movies, which is anything Marvel, DC, or Star Wars, that's where you need to check out, and other movies that I really, really like. But, yeah, I just posted my newest review on Sunday, and it's about Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Make sure you go and check that review out. And that's how you close out Season 4 of the MCU with a bang, with that, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to check out that new review of Black Panther, I really appreciate it. Make sure you leave it a comment down below if you already saw it. But, yeah, so that make sure you check out the new photo. I really appreciate it. Go to my Marilyn Susan account for that. If you love anything movies or reviews. If you don't like my reviews, that's okay. We have our own opinions, but those are my reviews and my reviews only. So yeah, so make sure you go and check that new photo out. I really appreciate it. So thank you for that. And make sure you go and follow if you like movies or TV shows. I really appreciate that. So yeah, and also I have a Twitter. And it's Miss.Norman1992 with the exact same concept. Movies about Star Wars, Marvel, DC, or any other movies that are going on right now, I always review on Twitter as well. So go to Miss.Norman1992 on my Twitter. You can find there as well. That would be appreciated. But earlier in my Twitter account, I talked about the cutest human in the entire world, Jace Norman. How can you not love that hubby and cutie? But, yes, we should go follow my Twitter account, Miss.Norman1992. I really appreciate that. So thank you so much. If you're following me on Twitter, I really appreciate it. So thank you very much. But, yeah, but also, if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. If you're following me on Instagram, go to Miss.Holland92. The link is in the bio in my account. Make sure you go and check that out as well. Or if you're following me on Twitter, which is Miss.Norman1992, the link is in my bio on there as well. You should go and check it out. So if you're on both of those platforms, click up the link. It will take you right into my podcast page where all the episodes are done, yada, yada, yada. Just find your podcast provider, whatever that's at. If you find the podcast provider that you described or that interests you, or you have a description on that, click on that symbol. You could just go and sign in or whatever in Shindig. If you sign in, click the follow button. And boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So, yes, and to all of the new followers out there, I am your host, Marilyn Negron, and recap Henry Danger and Danger Force episodes, just called the Henry Danger Universe, HDU. So, my job for you guys, for your new followers, is to get you comfortable, and I hope you get to love my podcast, whatever it is. So, make sure you sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and yeah, I hope you have a great time, and I hope I make you comfortable. So, enjoy the ride, and thank you so much for coming. So, and to all the existing followers who follow my podcast right now, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. It's been like 2 years since I did this. I first started doing this to make you guys happy during quarantine, and now I still can't believe that I'm doing this, even though that we're out and about again. But I'm not going to stop until every Henry Danger and Danger Force episode drops on this podcast. Just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. 2 years in, I cannot believe it. And yeah, I just want to make you guys smile, to make you guys happy, and I'm going to keep on doing that no matter what. And I love you guys so much, and I take a break from you guys. Don't worry about it. It's fine. And I love you guys so much. I'm just going to be with here. You guys, I love you. Appreciate you. And thank you for being making me part of the Man Fan family. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'm not going to stop until I make you guys happy. So let's go. I'm excited to see where this goes next. And I hope I can make you smile by the end of the day. So I love you guys. And yeah. So I got nothing to say. Love you all. And hope I can make your day better. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure to put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
Bye-bye!